From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This afternoon, NASA put a spacecraft in a peculiar orbit. Genesis is not circling a planet or the sun. It's orbiting a point in the vacuum of space. For 2 years, Genesis will gather particles from the solar wind and then return them to Earth. This will be the first time an extraterrestrial sample has been brought back since astronauts picked up rocks from the moon. NPR's David Kestenbaum has the story.
Astronauts on the Apollo mission brought back bags of rocks, but they also collected some solar wind while they were there. On 5 of the Apollo missions, astronauts hung a sheet of aluminum foil from a pole. For minutes or hours, particles from the solar wind embedded themselves in the foil. That gave scientists a good sample, but Eileen Stansbury at NASA's Johnson Space Center says this will be a better one.
Oh, yes, this is wonderful stuff. The real reason why you want to get solar wind samples is so that you can better understand how our solar system formed, how each of the planets came into being, and why they're different from one another.
It turns out that solar wind is a kind of fossil. The atoms that make it up are the same atoms that made up the solar system billions of years ago, back when there was no sun, no planets, just a cloud of dust.
Three, two, one. We have ignition, and we have liftoff of NASA's Genesis spacecraft.
NASA launched Genesis this summer, and today it arrives at its destination, a point 930,000 miles toward the sun.
Which is the point at which the gravitational forces between the sun and the Earth and anything else is in balance.
Chet Suzuki is the Genesis program manager. If you were out in space, you would see the sun, the Earth, and in between, this tiny spacecraft moving in slow loops.
You know, you can't just sit there. You subsequently wind up with this funny-shaped orbit because the Earth isn't exactly round, and there are influences like the moon's influence and that kind of thing.
It's a very delicate spot. Engineers will have to take into account the pressure of sunlight that will be pushing the craft slowly away. The spacecraft looks like a giant wristwatch. Its face will open, and solar particles will strike special panels at hundreds of miles per second. They'll embed themselves in the material. This will happen for 2 years.
It takes a long time because there isn't much out there. You know, the solar wind, we call it the solar wind, but you know, the fact is there's still a vacuum out there. And so the particle density is very, very low. So it takes about 2 years to collect the amount of materials we need to be analyzable.
The total mass of the dust will be equivalent to a few grains of salt. NASA has had some problems with a battery on board, which has become unusually hot, but they think it should survive. Eventually, Genesis will fall out of its orbit and back to Earth. Suzuki says it will come down over the Utah desert in August of 2003. Genesis will deploy a rectangular parachute, and the sample will float to Earth. NASA hopes to pluck it out of the air with a helicopter and ship it to Eileen Stansbury. To avoid contamination, she says it will be handled in a place 1,000 times cleaner than an operating room.
Hands and gloves never touch the samples, only clean stainless steel tools. One of the technicians working in the laboratory was the fellow that opened the first lunar rock box.
Some of the sample will be sent out to scientists to determine exactly what atoms are in the solar wind, but not all of it.
We call ourselves the Marines of samples. We preserve, protect, and distribute them. A large part of our job is to store and archive a fraction for posterity.
Hundreds of years from now, she says, scientists will have even better equipment to analyze these precious pieces of the sun. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.